Welcome to the InventionIt podcast, where we look at the fascinating world of intellectual property and innovation. I'm John, your host, and today we're going to go over the complexities of freedom to operate FTO searches, commonly known as clearance searches. Today's expert guest is Michael Jones, a seasoned intellectual property attorney who specializes in FTO searches. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for hosting me, John. It is a delight to be here.
Let's dive right in. Could you perhaps describe in detail what an FTO search comprises for our unfamiliar listeners?
Of course. A freedom to operate search or FTO search is an essential step for any individual or corporation looking to introduce a new product or technology to the market. Essentially, it entails performing comprehensive research on existing patents and other intellectual property rights to guarantee that your proposed product or technology does not violate any valid patents or rights held by others.
So it's really about guaranteeing that you can function freely without worrying about legal ramifications later on.
Exactly. An FTO search can help you identify potential blockages or impediments early in the development phase, allowing you to either design around existing patents or make informed judgments about whether to proceed with your project at all.
What are some of the important processes in doing an FTO search?
Well, the first step is to specify the scope of the search. This includes determining the relevant technical area and geographic regions of interest. Once the scope has been established, the next step is to undertake a thorough search of relevant patent databases, scientific literature, and other sources of prior art to identify any patents or rights that may constitute a danger to your project.
It sounds like a complicated process. How can one navigate the tremendous amount of information available?
This is where knowledge and experience come into play. An experienced patent attorney or search professional will understand how to develop effective search tactics, apply advanced search tools, and assess the findings to locate applicable patents and rights. They will also have the legal knowledge and expertise to interpret the findings and give their clients practical guidance.
Are there any common difficulties or problems that people face when completing FTO searches?
Absolutely. One recurrent problem is the large number of patents and prior art that exist, particularly in specific technology fields. It can be like looking for a needle in a haystack. Additionally, patents are written in technical and legal terminology that non-experts may find difficult to understand. That is why it is critical to collaborate with professionals who have the necessary skills to successfully manage these issues.
What are the probable repercussions of not conducting a complete FTO search?
Failure to do an FTO search might lead to serious repercussions. If you continue with your project without recognizing you're infringing on someone else's patent, you may face expensive litigation, damages, and possibly injunctions that restrict you from selling your product or technology. In rare situations, you could lose your entire investment.
That is something to keep in mind for anyone involved in innovation and product design. So, how frequently should corporations or individuals conduct FTO searches?
It's a good idea to conduct an FTO search in the early phases of development and then again as the project grows. This guarantees that you are aware of any new patents or advances in the field that may affect your freedom to operate. Furthermore, if you want to enter new markets or make significant modifications to your product or technology, you should undertake another FTO search to analyze the associated risks.
Excellent suggestion. Before we conclude, do you have any final comments or suggestions for our listeners who are thinking about performing an FTO search?
My main piece of advice would be not to underestimate the importance of FTO searches. While they may seem like an additional cost or hurdle, they can ultimately save you time, money, and headaches down the line by helping you avoid legal disputes and ensure that your innovation can thrive in the marketplace.
Wise words indeed. Thank you so much, Michael, for sharing your insights with us today, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Remember, if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to us on our website or social media channels. Until next time, keep innovating.